The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome, a warm welcome to everybody. It's nice to see you all. And many of you know that Nikki and I, with the beginning of the year, are going through the Brahma Viharas in a way in which we're like in the concentric circles, starting with loving kindness into more and more and more people. And we're starting with the benefactor or dear friend where it's easy, or easier, maybe I should say. And then letting it expand out to the self, to ourselves. And Nikki's done this for a few times. I did it, and you know what? I'm going to do it one more time. This is so important for us to do loving kindness for oneself. It's so important to be able to treat ourselves with care and respect and to, I'm sorry, I'm taking care of, I'm doing a few things here. There we go. And so, in fact, this can be really transformative to look and to the way that we treat ourselves, the way that we might discover that sometimes we're mean and cruel to ourselves. So it's this, like this culturally pervasive, toxic habit that many of us have, is to allow this inner critic to be really loud and to believe it and to kind of like succumb to some of the what it's trying to tell us. But if there's a way in which we might be able to stop this or diminish or somehow take away the authority of the way that we are mean to ourselves and criticize ourselves, this can be a real key. This can be a key to healing, healing our wounds, just healing in general, whatever needs to be healed, as well as opening our hearts. Of course, we can't open our hearts if we are feeling hurt and wounded and fragmented and somehow not having a sense of okayness. But this idea of learning to treat ourselves with care and respect, learning to love ourselves, learning to have compassion for our difficulties and our foibles, it might be one of the greatest challenges in our lives. So often we're focused outwards and all these other things are wrong, and this person shouldn't behave that way, this institution shouldn't do this, and all that is might be correct. But it's really important that we also take care of our inner life, the way that we treat ourselves, so that this inner voice of judgment or criticism, so that it can be quieted and then softened and then let go. So of course, loving kindness is a way that we can do this. It's not a quick fix. It's not something that necessarily happens in some big dramatic fashion. But for those of you who have been coming to Happy Hour for quite some time now, are noticing that there's just little ways in which it starts to seep in to our inner dialogue, to the way that we treat ourselves and the way that we view ourselves or consider ourselves. So for today, like Nikki and I have been doing, we'll start where it's easier and then do loving kindness for ourselves. So with that as an introduction, take an alert, upright posture. And I'm using this word upright. It can be metaphorical or it can be literal. And maybe taking a few deep breaths as a way to connect and with ourselves. And with the exhale, maybe there's a little letting go or no letting go of the tension or the, any tightness that might be present. Tightness around the idea that things should be different. Now, can we relax into this is how things are at this moment? We can check in with the body, allowing it to settle, feeling the quietness as we settle down in our posture, as opposed to moving around. And as we notice the body, we notice the body's breathing. What does it feel like to breathe? What are the sensations associated with inhales and exhales? Can we allow the attention to rest on this rhythmic movement that the body does? Right now, there's nowhere else to be. And nothing else to do right now. You're just here. Feeling the rhythm of the breath. And to begin our loving kindness practice, bringing to mind a lovable being, someone with whom you have an uncomplicated relationship that brings a smile when you think of this being. Somebody you know, maybe somebody you know about, maybe even an imaginary kitten, puppies, or babies. And allowing ourselves to connect with this lovable being that might be with a visual image in the mind's eye. Or sometimes it's easier to connect with a felt sense. The care, the respect, the warmth, goodwill we have for the lovable being. What does that feel like? Or what does the connection with this lovable being feel like? Maybe there is no distinction. Whatever feels easiest, you don't have to struggle or strain. Is there a way you can drink up, imbibe the goodness of this connection with this lovable being? Maybe use your imagination. Maybe feel into this connection. And then to help support the mind and the heart, can repeat some phrases. Help the mind and the heart come back to this connection. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Allowing the phrases be a support for the mind and heart. just like we come back to the breath, we can come back to the phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Maybe it's helpful to refresh the image, to refresh the connection with the lovable being. Really allowing ourselves to sink into any feeling of warmth or tenderness or care. We shouldn't underestimate how powerful this can be to allow the mind and heart to experience this. And if you're not experiencing any loving kindness, that's perfectly fine, perfectly fine. We're just creating the conditions. Doesn't mean it will arise during meditation. But can you have warmth towards whatever your experience might be, including aversion or boredom or irritation, confusion? So this allowing, this goodwill, let's expand this to include ourselves in a more purposeful, intentional way. bring into mind either the felt sense of what it's like to be here right now, or bring into mind an image, a picture of yourself. Can you view yourself with kindly eyes? May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Just like we did with the lovable being, can we treat ourselves the same way? If you find your loving kindness and warmth is dipping or fading, you're welcome to return to loving kindness for the lovable being and get refreshed in some kind of way. Maybe there are different words that would be meaningful for you. welcome to tweak the phrases. Or something that resonates with you. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. What would it be like? How would your life unfold if there were love for yourself? Not in a fake, sappy way, but an authentic appreciation. For yourself, simply for existing. And you're doing the best you can. Having a really loud inner critic, a persuasive and maybe even pervasive inner critic, is a social something that's happening in our society at this time. Other societies and other times didn't have it. It's not part of the human experience. it's part of the experience of this time and place. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Just have a little time left. What would it be like just to give yourself over? To have in loving kindness for yourself. You can pick up the critical self after the meditation, but what would it be like for just now? To allow yourself to have warmth and care, love for yourself. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Maybe some of you know this in the classical Buddhist teachings. This idea of, you know, doing concentric circles is certainly there in the teachings, but they have to start with the self. because back then that was the easiest. It was the thinking that just loving oneself, caring for oneself was easier than for somebody that has helped you or that has supported you or, you know, a benefactor or a teacher. So just this reminder that for whatever reason, something our society has created this time, this idea that the inner critic is some way in which we can whip ourselves into shape, so to speak. I've mentioned this before, I'll just say briefly, there's a lot of research on this that shows that actually having loving kindness and compassion for oneself, people tend to be more successful, partly because they're more willing to take risks, because they know they won't beat themselves up so badly if the things don't turn out the way that they were expecting. And because they're willing to take risks, you know, they stretch and grow and have more fulfilling lives and more professional success. Marie-Christine asks for a reference for that research. Kristen Neff points to it, and on her website, and I can't remember if her website is kristenneff.com or if it's something like self-compassion or something like this. I'll see if I can find it. Yeah. Okay. Selfcompassion.org, Ken says. Yeah, it might be selfcompassion.org. I know she has a list of these papers, and I've attended conferences and done this study, and you know, I've read a number of these papers. It's quite something. So it can be helpful to talk about some of these ideas and explore them to others as a way to kind of flesh them out and see, to share them with them. To talk about them, sometimes we don't even know what some of our thoughts are or our ideas are until we share them with others. So I'd like to put you into some small groups. There'll be 3 or 4 of you, and just an opportunity to share this idea of loving kindness for oneself. And you could either share, for those of you who have been coming to Happy Hour for a while, maybe how this practice has affected the way that you regard yourself or loving kindness for yourself. Or you could talk about how maybe it's difficult, or maybe you could talk about how it's a piece of cake and you're not sure what the big deal is all about, that this, in fact, this was easier for you to do it for oneself than for others, right? It's a whole range of responses. So let's go around this circle, and it can be nice not to say everything you have to say all at once, just say a little bit. Maybe hold back a little, some, and then allow the next person to go, then the next person, and the next person. And then maybe it comes back around, and the second time around, you have something different to say. And then let's go in the order of the day of the month in which you were born. So if you're born on January 5th, your number is 5. If you're born on May 27th, your number is 27. And go in numerical order by the day of the month that you were born. Okay, so have fun. Thank you, Neil. So welcome back. We just have a few minutes here. Would somebody like to make a comment or share something? Jamie is saying, I'm grateful for what I learned from my chatmates. Chatmates, I love that expression. Thank you, Jamie. It's nice that you say that.
Ha ha ha.
going to mute you, Michael, just so that we don't hear the background noise. But you're welcome to speak, Michael, if you'd like. Anybody else have a...
I see something.
Yes, Karine. Yes, please.
And I found it is not for me. Practicing loving kindness seems not very easy. I feel like I'm not completely in the receiving, welcome the loving kindness sent by myself. And somehow I feel a little bit easier if I have the image when I was very young, very vulnerable, who needed care, protected. So when I think about that, I feel a little bit more open and warm towards myself. But it's just very hard if I just simply think about somebody and send the loving kindness seems not easy. But if the human being is so vulnerable, I feel like much easier.
Nice. Yes. This is very a common experience. Like, oh yeah, oh, our hearts, we can't help when we see a young one that's vulnerable, as you said. And I think it's fantastic that you discovered this. And we just stay there. Start where it's easy. Start where we are. And if that's what's available to us, fantastic. We work with that. We work with that. Thank you, Gary.
Oh, sorry, that was meant for one person, not the group.
Yeah, you got to be careful if you're going to be doing these private chats that they don't end up sending to. I have no idea, of course, what's going on, right? So for all I know, you guys are all having this private party that I'm not invited to. You're all chatting to each other or something. But it's such a pleasure to practice together and to be sharing this practice with you all. It's a beautiful thing, and it's all what the world needs, right? The world needs more loving kindness in any shape or form. Trudy gives two thumbs up for loving kindness. So now Claire's responding to Jamie, but she's responding to everybody here. So
I tried to send it to Jamie.
Okay, so want to respect everybody's time, but with a deep bow of appreciation. And if you'd like, we can unmute yourself and we'll say goodbye in an unruly way. So, goodbye and thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Diana.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Nice to see you all.
Nice to be with you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.